We're back with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Phoenix, Arizona today, people are bracing for more very hot weather. Forecasts call for a high of 110 degrees. The lows are in the 90s. The heat wave there has already killed at least 18 people, many of them homeless. The city's opened air-conditioned shelters during the day. Police are handing out water. Most people are doing whatever they can to stay indoors, where it's air-conditioned. Judy Villa is covering the story for the Arizona Republic. Judy, welcome to Day to Day. And how unusual is this? After all, it's July in Phoenix.
You know, it's really unusual for Phoenix at this time of year. The hot weather is not unusual, but the having it for so many days in a row without a break is really unusual. And that's what officials are saying is causing a lot of the deaths, is that there's no break at night. It's not cooling down. There's no monsoon rains. It's just day after day after day of this searing, blistering heat.
And how many days has it been now?
We have had above average temperatures for probably over a week now. I think the first heat advisory was issued around July 12th, and today is the 21st. So it's been a long stretch. We had record highs on Sunday. We broke a record that was set in 1936. It was 116 that day, and we had six people die on that day.
Other than the homeless, who's most at risk?
The elderly, low-income folks who live in homes where they can't afford air conditioning and are just sweltering in their own homes. Three of our dead have been elderly women who are found in their own homes. One of them was a lady whose swamp cooler was off and her air conditioning was not working. So those folks are in danger as well.
So city officials have opened these air-conditioned shelters. What are they, schools that are not being used at this time of the year because of summer break or what?
The Phoenix Rescue Mission has opened its doors. They've got their chapel open all day long. They've got their dining area open all day long so people can get in from the heat. And in the chapel, they're showing, the other day it was old episodes of Rawhide, the television western. So they're showing movies all day, and outside they've got the sprinklers going so that people who are leaving to go back out can get their clothes wet and cool down a little bit.
Well, how are people coping otherwise? What are you doing as you drive around the city? What do you see people doing?
Air conditioning. You go from one air conditioning spot to another, drink a lot of water, and really that's about it. I mean, you don't see as many people out on the streets as you normally would, and I think people are just generally starting to stay inside, and you'll hear stories about people also who are, you know, paying a little bit more attention to the homeless folks and offering them some water and stuff like that. Like I said, you know, it's hot here every year. It's a long stretch for us.
And what are the forecasters saying about the coming days? Do they look for a break in this by the weekend or when?
That's what we're hoping for. The monsoon season should officially be declared today, and that should bring with it some rains. I think the remnants of Hurricane Emily are supposed to bring some rain to the state by tonight or tomorrow. And by Saturday, we're looking at temperatures dropping to about 103, which, I mean, doesn't really sound like 103 is a drop, but from what we've had, it would be a relief.
Judy Villa, a reporter for the Arizona Republic, speaking with us from Phoenix. Judy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.